something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. Let us now turn our attention to the chief antagonist of the Thundercats cartoon franchise, Mumm-Ra. Between 1985 and 1989, the original Thundercats show ran for 130 episodes, chronicling the struggle between the titular Thundercats and the undying mummified sorcerer Mumm-Ra for control of the planet New Thundera. The Thundercats are, of course, cat people, who display the features of various feline species and are masters of both high technology and martial warfare. Mumm-Ra is a mummified, desiccated, living corpse who serves the ancient spirits of evil from his black pyramid. He must return to his sarcophagus to recharge, but may also transform in a full-blown Henshin sequence into the towering, muscular warrior dubbed Mumm-Ra the Ever-Living. He was, quite honestly, perfect. A villain almost too awesome for the show he emerged from. Yet, even as a child, in the back of my mind, I always wondered if Mumm-Ra was a cat or not. The Thundercats are, of course, cat-human hybrids, and it's hard to deny that Mumm-Ra himself is not essentially of the same species. We see this in his feline facial features especially. But while each Thundercat is patterned after a particular terrestrial feline species, what is Mumm-Ra? For starters, his blue-gray skin is reminiscent of the Russian blue cat breed. However, he is hairless, which instantly brings to mind the hairless Sphinx cat breed, which was a 1960s product of selective breeding by humans. Both of these are domestic. Meanwhile, with the Thundercats, Jaga is part jaguar, Lion-O is part lion, Panthro is part panther, Tigra is part tiger, Chitara is a cheetah, Willy Cat and Willy Kit are both wildcats, and so forth. Is Mumm-Ra alone seemingly linked to domesticated cats? To some extent, this might seem counterintuitive, because clearly, this is Mumm-Ra we're talking about. He is the most dangerous and powerful of them all. Why would he be linked to the common house cat? Well, the domesticated cat is a rather powerful species, we have to admit that. While it has not lived alongside humans as long as the loyal dog, they have still lurked, hunted, and slept in our domestic shadows for thousands upon thousands of years. During that time, these cats have spread around the world to every continent except Antarctica, though they have visited, and I am told they did not like it. Domestic cats have proven themselves rather destructive as well. They are voracious predators, driving multiple species to extinction and posing a continuing threat to birds especially. In fact, according to the University of Texas at Austin Biodiversity Center, the numbers are pretty staggering. They write that in the U.S. alone, free-ranging domestic cats kill 1.3 to 4 billion birds every year, and they kill 6.3 to 22.3 billion mammals annually. Amphibians, reptiles, and insects are also impacted. So yes, our domestic cats are cute, they're amusing, but they're also destroyers. And in this, perhaps a fitting likeness for Mumm-Ra. Now, there is some discussion on to what extent cats may have domesticated themselves in our shadow, and certainly, cats do not seem to see us as masters in the same way that dogs do. But it brings me back to the ancient spirits of evil that Mumm-Ra serves. On the show, they're represented by a boar, a vulture, a crocodile, and an ox, and they might well be thought of as great old ones and extra-dimensional monster gods. But if Mumm-Ra is a domestic cat, then perhaps we, humans, are the ancient spirits of evil, the true enemy of the various animal-human hybrids that populate the Thundercats universe. In closing, I should also point out that, yes, essentially, Mumra is a mummified cat, so he is linked to the actual ancient Egyptian practice of mummifying cats, a practice that, in short, had connections both to the cat-headed god Bastet, as well as their fascination with and affection for the animals in question. Cats have traveled with us everywhere, so why not into the field of reeds as well? Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.